Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Wednesday. It's a very stormy and rainy Wednesday. The thunder was incredibly loud earlier on. But actually, this morning was beautiful and sunny and warm. And I actually spent a couple of hours at the pool. So that was very good. So this episode today is inspired by the place I live. I live in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And whenever I talk to friends back home, I always get the sense that they think I'm living the dream life. And especially in the first couple of years when I lived here, they're like, oh, you're so brave. You're just chasing your dreams and you're living abroad and, you know, living this amazing, interesting, and you must be super happy with your life. And it's funny how when I meet new people here, when they ask me how long I've been living here, they're always surprised when I answer 4 years, 4 years on and off. And they're like, oh, you must really love it here. And I always say, well, not really. It's not like I love this place. I want to grow old here. It's more like a love and hate kind of relationship. It's still 50-50. Like this morning, for example, it was beautiful and sunny. And then this afternoon, it was really, really bad weather. And I feel as if no matter where I am, life will always be 50-50. 50% good, you know, positive, happy things happening, and 50% negative emotions. But except that when I live abroad, the kind of like the intensity, the colors are more vibrant for me. When I was living back home, it always felt as if I, you know, was kind of in like a grayscale life. Everything was, you know, fine. The weekend was okay. But there was never, you know, the highs were kind of like Teletubby Hills and the lows were maybe like a bit of a valley. But here, living abroad, living in, you know, you're not your own country, being surrounded by strange languages and different customs and interesting foods and dishes, it kind of feels like all the highs are extremely high, like mountains, and the lows are just as low. They are the deepest trenches, and those trenches can be very, very dangerous because sometimes I notice that I'm not very familiar with how deep the trenches are. You can kind of get lost in there, and sometimes I don't even recognize myself because this is, I get exposed to situations that I've never been exposed to, never experienced. So this is the first time I am thrown in that situation and see how I react. And I noticed that when life is really, really down, when I'm deep down in the trenches, I lash out. I am very unfriendly. And for an example, I now live in a house and the dogs, they're sometimes barking. Now, these dogs are not as bad as the dogs at my old place. And that was one of the reasons why I moved out, because there was one dog, this lady who had a tiny little, I'm not sure what the breed was, but a tiny little dog she left out outside. And it would just start barking at every leaf that would blow past. And I made it the rule that when that dog would wake me up, I would wake her up. I was like, I'm awake, you're awake. We're in this together, your dog, this is the situation. So yeah, I would stand outside at 4 a.m. in my pajamas and I just unleashed crazy expat lady. She was speaking Vietnamese, I was speaking English, we didn't understand each other, but she got the idea that I was very angry and I had no idea what she was saying, but, you know, for a couple of nights after that, the dog was quiet and then the dog would come out again and I would stand outside and be that crazy lady again. And I noticed that this is a new side of me because I am in a very different situation. And back home, you would politely knock on the door and would have a conversation about this. But here, you're lucky if there is somebody who speaks English, and then to have that conversation is quite different because here it's a lot more of saving face. So you cannot directly disagree with somebody because that's taken very, very personally, and that's very not done. So, you know, me standing there screaming and yelling that they have to shut their dog up or I'll help it shut up, it was very bad. It was a very angry moment. But that is perceived as a really, really big no-no in this culture. And I noticed that this is a side of me that is coming up here. It's coming out, and it is still me. So there's an internal battle of, was this always me, but now I am letting this angry woman loose? Is this a part of me, or has, you know, these new surroundings shaped that part and made sure that it erupted here? So that's a very interesting and sometimes a bit of a difficult internal battle that was going on. But I noticed one thing that can really help me accept all of these different parts of myself is I feel like a fifth grader now. I started to write permission slips. I noticed that every month there are a couple of situations where a couple of days later I need to forgive myself for acting in a way, saying the wrong thing, being a difficult person or whatever. But every month it comes back. And instead of feeling really, really bad during that time and then trying to make amends with myself afterwards, I decided, you know what, I am a human. I did not choose this part of me. I did not choose to have all of these characteristics. And I am going to mess up, and I'm going to maybe hurt some feelings. I am going to say the wrong things. Here is a list of permission slips, and it has honestly changed my life. Just a couple of examples. I give myself permission to have a elaborate spa day. So that means nails, hairs, body massage, a all day feel good day. This is a permission slip because I try to be very frugal with money. I try not to, you know, spend too much money on things that, you know, it's nice to get a massage, but is it really necessary? You can save that amount of money and, you know, put it into good use. But to, you know, be a good friend to myself, I give myself permission to spend and splurge on myself. The next one, I go from something really nice, like a self-care, to I give myself permission to completely lose my cool and collectedness. I may ugly cry in front of other people, especially during the week leading up to my period. So I have a bit of a case of PMS. I tend to feel everything in just an extra 1,000% or something, and it just fires up all the emotions. And when I am deeply, deeply emotional, it can be incredibly happy, it can be incredibly sad, it can be incredibly frustrated, I cry. And I have given myself permission to ugly cry in front of people. That is okay, they can see that side of me. And I don't have to feel bad when that happens because I gave myself permission. the next one, I gave myself permission to be afraid and still do it. This is like the, you know, face your fears and still do it kind of way. The next one is I give myself permission to be completely afraid and not do it. There will be times where I am worried and scared and I will chicken out because there's only so much I can push myself out of the comfort zone. There's only so much that I can do. And there will be times where I am not going to do it, and it's okay, as long as it balances with the times that I am afraid, and I still do it. I give myself permission to... to have a guilt-free Netflix day. I think I've written this when I was actually looking forward to watch Netflix. I haven't watched it in a couple of weeks, so I don't really feel the need to use that one. But, you know, what I don't use, and I'll bump it up to November. I give myself permission to be wrong. I give myself permission to say the wrong thing. And also to say the wrong thing to the wrong people. Or say it at the wrong time. And as painful as it is unfortunately part of being human. And I noticed that all of these permission slips, they have made my life so, so much easier. The relationship with myself is a lot better because I don't expect such a high standard. I don't expect so many things of me. And honestly, it has made me a lot more of an empathetic person to others because I don't expect it from me. I don't have that many double standards anymore. I used to have incredibly double standards, like, you shall not be late, you shall not treat me this way, and then I would treat myself that way. I would show up late. So yeah, and it really, really has improved my life. So that is my message for you today. Write some permission slips. If you need some ideas, send me a message on Facebook. I'm on facebook.com/Henry the Life Coach, and I can't wait to hear from you. Have a lovely afternoon, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye.